Amen. Good morning, everyone, on a refreshed Sunday. Welcome to Sunday Morn Praise, exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. I am your Christian on-air personality, CA, on the iHeartRadio Network. I am very much joined today with my special guest. I'm going to go ahead and give him a cheer. And we hardly ever do this on the Sunday Morning Praise. And a round of applause, no intro music today for him. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend, your friend, Deacon Paul Brown. Hey, Deacon, how you doing?
CA, thank you so much for letting me come by and being your very special guest for, what, about second time on the Sunday Morning Praise. Good morning, friends. Get your coffee ready. Me and CA are going to have a great time with great Christian music.
That's right. In fact, I'm going to kick it off, Deacon, with a Bible devotion about confidence and peace. You know, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 26 and verse 3, Scripture reminds us, you will keep him in a perfect place whose mind is stay on you. You know, peace carries with it the idea of unity, completeness, rest, ease, and security. In fact, many times when you meet Jewish friends, and you know that I've known Jewish friends, and you greet them with Simon, the Hebrew word for peace, and often when you greet Arab friends that you may run into that are similar term, they also use the same for peace, which is Sama. Now, notice the key phrases in that verse, okay? Whose mind is stay with you. When trouble hits and our minds naturally focus on them, when suffering comes all the way and we can't think about this pain, it is a deliberate act of will to turn away from the problem and focus our minds on God. You see, when our minds stay on God, we won't be worried about the future. We don't need to worry. COVID-19, yes, we're concerned. Yes, we're worried. But you know what? God's got everything. Because we know it is in His hands, His being God's hands. We will not tremble over what might happen, because our lives are built upon the solid rock of Christ. When you and I weary to worry, which we do in the norm, we deny our guide the right for us to lead forward in the confidence and peace that doesn't cause him to grief over you and indulging in worry, but yet trust in everything in his all-loving care. Now, Deacon, before I get back what you hear and let you introduce the next song, can you tell everybody what brought you over here at the studio at Sunday Morning Praise?
Yes, yeah, we had to do a tape, and as most of you know, the governor of the state of Texas, and I know Face Studio One is located in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. I'm so glad to be here this morning with a cup of coffee in hand. But yes, governor, again, with the COVID-19 picking back up again, sadly, limited basically the churches again, so with social distancing and everything, we just did a pre-tape that's airing later on here within the hour at a church. So I had the opportunity to drive all the way from Tyler to come out here and sit down with C.A. Miss Mildred, she's going to be going to go eat breakfast at the Turnip Cafe with her friends, and that's fine. I thought I'd rather be here and do Sunday Morning Praise.
That's right. And you know what? I thank you for that. I really do. Now, I'm going to let you kick off this next song and tell us a little bit about it. And this is a Matthew West song, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a Matthew West song. It's the God Who Stays.
You're the God who stays. You're the one who runs in my direction. mistakes. Oh, I wish I could have run to you and tell you all about my heartbreak. And I wonder to myself, wait a minute, am I even on the right path now? Had a couple wins, but I got knocked down. But I know that you are here right now, and you say, sometimes you lose, sometimes you win.
Sunday morning praise, this is Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church's special guest along with
C.A. How you doing? C.A. Christian, on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network here at Faith Studio One. Deacon, thank you so much for introducing me. Normally it's the other way around. Yes, I got the deacon here today, this morning, as you all know, the governor, with COVID-19 picking back up again. A lot of the churches had to basically shut down unless they're doing online or pre-taped services on YouTube and stuff like that. But anyway, I'm very happy to have the deacon here with me. And deacon, you had a question you wanted to ask me before I kick off this next song?
Yes, EA. And also, before you do that, now remember, we're a little bit off key here. The deacon also wants to do a Bible devotion. Hello.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to let you do that here in just a second. What question were you wanting to ask me here on Sunday Morning Praise here at Faith Studio One in Fort Worth, Texas?
I just want to say, you know, wearing the mask and everything, you know, we don't know when God's going to wind up having a vaccine, but I know one thing about it is we just need to abide by the rule, and, you know, that's part of the new norm. Who would ever thought we'd ever be wearing a mask for such a long time? I've had people tell me, Deacon, I feel like I'm smothering.
Well, you know, I do too. Working in production work too, I feel like I'm smothering, but you know what? I do it because I need to do it. Now, the fabrics are good, but I also heard, seems like the other ones they're saying are little surgical masks. They seem to be a little bit more better. Hard to breathe, but it's a little bit better.
I know. And yesterday, the Sierra dust came aboard. That didn't help matters either, did it, Z8?
No, it didn't. Go ahead and read the Bible devotion, and we'll go ahead and kick off another song here on Sunday Morning Praise.
I just want to tell everybody, thank you for welcoming me into your homes or in your cars or wherever it may be. And hello, world, and good morning. Go get yourself a cup of coffee and enjoy. Now, Z8, this Bible devotion today that I want to read to you is called A Step in Progress in the book of Psalms chapter 94 and verse 12. Scripture says, blessed is the man who you instruct, O Lord. You know, a child develops muscles through exercise, and only when your muscles encounter resistance do they become stronger. Yeah, I can relate to that. Now, in the same way, the Bible tells us that we only become stronger spiritually through exercise, through using our spiritual muscles to meet the challenges of life. This is especially true when we face suffering and affliction. For there are only one way that God makes us strong. One reason that God allows suffering to come to his people. The Bible says it's to discipline, chastise, and mold us. In this last essay he wrote before he died, the great Christian, C.A., you remember C.S. Lewis? Yes, I do. Well, here's what he said. And friends, I want you to listen to this from the deacon, okay? We have no right to happiness, only an obligation to do our duty. Sometimes our God-given duty, will include suffering. When it does, ask God to teach you through it. And remember the psalmist's words I quoted above. Blessed is the man whom you instruct, O Lord. Find that in the book again of Psalms chapter 94 and verse 12. That's right. You know what? Proud of you, buddy. Thank you for doing that. Now, there's a Rich Mullins song we're going to play right now on Sunday Morning Praise. Oldie but Goodie, Mr. Ragamuffin himself, sing praises to the Lord on the iHeartRadio Network.
There is power in Jesus' name. Our buddy Lincoln Brewster, what do you think of that there, Deacon?
I love it, CA, and I'm enjoying Sunday morning praise.
That's right. We got another one coming up. You know, Deacon, as you well know.
Yeah, I know, CA. What we know here?
I know that Danny Glockley sings a song called The Comeback.
I'm ready. Let's play it. Danny, kick it off, buddy.
Strength is perfect.
Deacon, I'll tell you what, I have had a pleasure today, this morning here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, to actually spend the day with you. Thank you, my friend, for coming out here all the way, and let's give you another cheer. And also want to give you a round of applause for coming all the way out here this morning, getting up early and saying, hey, I want to spend a little bit of time with CA on Sunday Morning Praise and help make things kind of funny and laugh and be serious and enjoy our time with God.
That's right, that's CA. And I just want to say one thing. CA forgot to give you that 1-800 number if you have any prayer requests, questions, or comments. It's 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. Thank you, CA.
You're welcome. Thank you, my friend. Let's lead off in prayer. And you're always welcome up here at Faith Studio One. Also, email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Always remember, keep God first place in your life. Keep Him in your heart because He loves you and you should love Him because He's your Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Almighty God. Amen, right, Deacon? Amen! That's right. Have a safe trip back. Let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for a Sunday. Thank you for Sunday morning. And we love you, dear Jesus. We just ask that you just forgive us and watch over, protect us, and guide us. And we thank you for all you do, dear Jesus. And we love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, this is CA on iHeartRadio. I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side. And enjoy life, L-I-F-E. Again, thank you so much for listening to our special edition of Sunday Morn Praise. Have a great Sunday. We'll catch you later on this upcoming week. Have a good day. Bye for now.